Finance, come to order. We were recessed. We were on the floor for amendments. We have a break, so we want to make sure that we get on the record. HB 22, Extend Suicide Prevention Council. With us today is Representative Knopf, Representative Laban, Representative Tilton, Representative Carpenter, Vice Chair Johnston, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Merrick, Representative Josephson, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Ortiz, and I'm Representative Wilson, and we have a quorum to do business. And with that, if Representative Tarr and anyone she would like to invite with her will come up and please put yourself on the record and introduce your bill, HB 22, Extend Suicide Prevention Council. And thank you for being prepared so quickly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Garen Tarr from District 19, joined here with
Stephanie Andrews, staff to Representative Tarr.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to quickly, in the time that we have, put the bill on record. House Bill 22 will extend the Suicide Prevention Council through 2027. And just for folks, if they're not familiar, it was originally created through statute in 2001. It's been through multiple audits. Each time, it's been recommended for continuation because it's meeting the statutory requirements. And this time, it's being recommended for an even lengthier amount of time, full 8 years for that. So each time, they actually increase the number of years they recommended for it to be continued. So just to sort of give that foundation of success for the work that they're doing. What the council is supposed to do, and I'll just kind of quickly read some of the statutory requirements, advising legislators and the governor on ways to improve Alaskans' health and wellness by reducing suicide, improve public awareness, enhance suicide prevention efforts, work with partners and faith-based organizations to develop healthy communities, create a statewide suicide prevention plan and put it into action, and build and strengthen partnerships. And I have had the privilege of serving on the council for the last 4 years, and this past fall we released our new plan. This is the third version of the statewide suicide prevention plan. This one is from 2018 to 2022, so have really focused on that piece of the work. We also do coordination with the department for the prevention grants that go in partnership with the Department of Education into schools for primary prevention. A lot of promising work happening there with young people. Some of the programs we won't really have a long time to talk about today, but just you may have heard, because we had the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Alaska chapter here in Juneau a couple weeks ago, and they talked about the program they do with high school students about speaking up, the iTalk program, and trying to get folks to speak up when they see something. So a lot of positive work happening there. Of course, try to work with the legislature. The membership of the council is very diverse. So for example, we have a member who's recommended by the Alaska Federation of Natives, and we have partnered with them for the annual meeting every year to do both prevention education and healing workshops. That's been a really powerful experience in my time on the council through that partnership. We have folks from the faith-based community. They're really great partners, especially in smaller communities when you're looking for stability and agencies to partner with. Schools and churches are pretty foundational to communities, so those make really good partners, and we've had great folks be members of the council over my time for that. We have folks that are active in health, you know, very knowledgeable about what's going on. And I would say one of the great things about the council is because you have those strong partnerships, they're able to incorporate sort of the most relevant and recent understanding of suicide prevention and programs that we can do. So, for example, trauma-informed, like a lot of the work that we've talked about here in the legislature, has been implemented into the approach for suicide prevention. And I know we won't have time to talk to the auditor today, but in the next meeting, hopefully we will, and they can, you know, talk through. There were a couple of recommendations, I would say very minor in nature, for improvements related to public notice and note-taking, but I think the staff at the council feel very, you know, well-prepared to make those improvements and are dedicated to keeping the work going. And so I want to just stop there because I think it's been 5 minutes, and hopefully that's a good intro.
That's very good, Representative Tarr. I appreciate that. Are there any questions for the representative? Okay, seeing none, I truly appreciate it. So it is my intent to bring Chris Curtis, who is the auditor, who will come and speak to the audit that was just done. In your packet, you will find the Sunset Review of the Department of Health and Social Services Statewide Suicide Prevention Council, August 3rd, 2018. That was one that we were referring to. Please look that over before Friday. We will also take public testimony and any other questions that you may have, also subject to where we are in the amendment process. Representative Sullivan Leonard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You've discussed having the auditor come to give an overview of this. Could we have someone from the Department of Health and Human Services or Public Safety also come to give testimony so we could ask questions? I see some graphs in here in the report I've got some questions on. If that'd be okay, Madam Chair.
And absolutely. I have that on my list, and we will see who in Health and Social Services and Public Safety will. We will also come around to your office to make sure, since those are pretty big departments, exactly where our questions can be so we can have the appropriate people here. Very good suggestion. This affects not just the schools or young people, but all sorts of our agencies. Very good. Anything else to come before us? Well, depending upon, again, amendments, tomorrow at 1:30 we will hear the spring forecast. If not, we will definitely reschedule it because it's also very important for us to know. So it is 2:34, and we are adjourned.
Thank you so much.